Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the thrice weekly Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thank you for queuing me up today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. This story was first published on December 27th of 2009 under the headline, Story of Yaquinna Bay Lighthouse Ghost Won't Be Laid to Rest. Here we go. A good ghost story depends for its life on the possibility, faint or imaginary though it may be, that it might be true. So, it's ironic that the Oregon coast's most well-known ghost story should be an avowed work of fiction. But is it really? Well, yes, of course it is. But there are actually some people out there who aren't fully convinced of that. The story started out as a fictional short story published in an 1899 issue of Pacific Monthly magazine. It was penned by the sister-in-law of poet Joaquin Miller, Lishan M. Miller, of Eugene. The story was titled The Haunted Light at Newport by the Sea. In it, Miller wove a gripping story of a mysterious young woman left at a Newport hotel by her seafaring father who plans to pick her up in 2 weeks. She takes up with a group of tourists from the valley who are camping nearby. One day, the group of them decides to explore the old Yaquinna Bay Lighthouse, a small structure built in an unfortunate spot in 1871 and shut down for good just 3 years later, to be replaced by the Yaquinna Head Lighthouse a few miles north. Inside, the adventurers find a secret door leading to a shaft that apparently runs all the way down to the sea. A chill fog moves in, and the explorers decide to go, leaving the secret door open behind them. As she is about to leave, the girl, the author gives her name as Muriel Trevenard, realizes that she has left her handkerchief in the lighthouse and goes back to get it. Shortly thereafter, screams are heard. The party races back to the house and finds the secret door closed and locked and no sign of Muriel save for a pool of warm blood. The original of this story is a beautiful piece of 19th century writing and is well worth the 10 minutes it takes to read. You'll find the full text and even an audio version in the Offbeat Oregon History Stories, Legends, and Lies of Oregon series. And you can also find it in the original 1899 publication with a search on Google Books. But really, the most interesting thing about this story is the life it's taken on since it was written. Visitors to the lighthouse still ask to see Muriel's bloodstains on the floor. Condensed versions of the story can be found on paper placemats at Lincoln County restaurants, and reprinted copies of the story are hot items at area tourist traps. Often, when people learn it's from an 1899 magazine article, its credibility is enhanced rather than reduced. Monthly fiction magazines are mostly so far in the past that most people don't remember them, and modern magazines, even literary ones such as The New Yorker, are mostly nonfiction. Indeed, there are lingering doubts as to the truth of the story's falseness, if you will. This is probably a sort of reverse psychology wishful thinking. A story this compelling and realistic would be much more powerful if it were possible to believe that there's some possibility, however faint, of it being true. Author Susan Smitten cites a 1975 article in the Eugene Register Guard in which Lincoln County Historical Museum curator Pat Stone says a young hitchhiker came through looking for work. Having nowhere to stay and no money to rent a room, he unrolled a sleeping bag at the lighthouse. That night, he said, a ghostly young woman appeared floating outside one of the windows. She told him not to worry and that he would find work the next day. And so he did. Whatever the truth, the living and the dead alike owe a debt of gratitude to the citizens of Lincoln County, who in the 1940s formed the Lincoln County Historical Society specifically to prevent this lighthouse from being demolished, and who, with the help of Ohio industrialist and Oregon native son L.E. Warford, raised the money to get it done. Would that have happened if Miller's story had not made the lighthouse famous and invested it with the romantic, thrilling aura of her mysterious yarn? Maybe not. Today, restored to its former glory, it's a state park. It's also the oldest structure in Newport and the only wooden lighthouse in Oregon. Key sources in this story included works by John Horner, Susan Smitten, YaquinnaLights.org, and LighthouseFriends.com. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. What you're listening to is a reading from one of roughly 330 newspaper columns published between 2008 and today. Other Offbeat Oregon goodies include a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, a fleet of Pinterest boards, and a ton of great historic photos and a bunch more stuff, including visuals for today's show and full citations to its sources, all accessible via our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, critiques, ideas for future episodes? Email me at fj@offbeatoregon.com. You can also ping me on Twitter at @offbeatoregon or send a message through the Facebook page at facebook.com/oregon.1859. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at around 6 a.m., so the next one will be on your device and ready to go in a couple of days at most. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today and, if applicable, tomorrow with good stuff. Bye now.